If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 10, we'll begin reading in verse 46. When you find it, say amen. I'll wait another minute or two. Praise the Lord. Verse 46, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. Follow Jesus in the way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you for a few minutes tonight. I'm not a long-winded preacher, but I do want to share what the Lord has laid on my heart. I want to preach to you for a few minutes tonight on get out of the rut. Get out of the rut. Would you pray with us, Lord? I thank you for this privilege, this opportunity to be in your house and feel your presence. But God, I pray, Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord, would come into this place. God, that you'd move in the altar service. I pray, Lord, that you'd let us not be content, God, to stay where we're at. But God, that you're calling us higher and you're calling us deeper. And I pray that you'd help us tonight, Lord. Anoint your word in the precious name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Get out of the rut. What is a rut? Well, a rut is a fixed routine, a procedure, or source of action taken consistently. And tonight, you know, we can get in a physical rut because we are creatures of habit. But if we get into a physical rut, it may not be all that detrimental to us. We have our routines that we get into, and we get comfortable with them. And if they get disturbed, sometimes we can get a little upset. But if you get into a physical rut, it may not be that detrimental to your life. But let me tell you tonight that if you get into a spiritual rut, then it can be detrimental to your life. So a rut, one man said that a rut is nothing more than a grave with both ends kicked out. And my friend, if we are in that kind of rut, then it'll be detrimental to us. Praise the Lord. But we become, and if that happens, we become lifeless. And sometimes it can happen in our walk with the Lord. It can happen coming to church. We can get into a routine and get into a rut. But there becomes no meaning to who we are. And that can happen so many times. But I want to preach to us tonight that it's time to come out of it. And it's time to get out of the rut. I just want to quickly give you four things. If you're going to come out of the rut, four things that you're going to have to do. The first thing that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to assume responsibility for your own life. In verse 47, it says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Let me tell you something tonight. If you're in a rut that you can't seem to get out of, no matter how hard you try, there must come a time in your life that you must cry out to God for yourself. You must intercede on your own behalf. And now I believe in the body of the church. I believe in the fellowship of the brethren. I believe that at any time you may have a need, you can call your pastor regardless of the time, and you could say, Pastor, I have this need in my life. And I believe that your pastor would go to prayer for you, but praise the Lord, and you know that you can call a brother or a sister in the congregation, and you know that they'll pray for you. But tonight, if you want to come out, there has got to come a time in your life when you assume responsibility for your own need and begin to call out to God for yourself. Why? Because whatever you're facing tonight, that person that you talk to, that person that you ask to pray for you, they don't know how you're hurting. They don't know how your need hurts. hurts you. They don't know how bad it hurts. They don't understand the pain that you felt. They don't understand the tears that you've cried in your life. And they may not be real serious about your needs. Sometimes you can give somebody a petition or request and they'll say, oh yeah, we'll remember you in prayer. But they go on down the road and they never lift that need to God, not because they don't care about it or not because they're not concerned, but because it wasn't important enough to them and they lost sight of it. But why? Because it wasn't urgent to them. But tonight you know what you're going through. Only you know how long it's been since you've had the victory in your life, and only you know the tears that you've cried, and only you know the prayers that you've prayed. But what are you going to do tonight? You've got to start crying out to God for yourself. Hallelujah. If I was sick in this service tonight, I'd cry out to God. If I needed encouragement tonight, I would cry out to God. If I needed help of any kind, I would say, God, I need your help. I need your encouragement. I need your strength in this service. And before you leave this place tonight, you can have your need met. Praise the Lord. That's how we do it. We assume responsibility for our own need. But secondly, we must believe that we can change. Blind Bartimaeus said in verse 51, he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. You know what Bartimaeus was saying? He was saying, I believe that you can touch me. And I believe that I can be changed. I know that I've been blind since I was born. I know that I've sat in darkness all of these years. And he knew what it was to sit in darkness. But one day Jesus came by where Bartimaeus was sitting. And he called his name and he said, I believe that I can change. And I believe what happened to blind Bartimaeus is he got tired, Brother Jarvis, of sitting in the rut where he'd sat all of his life. He got tired of being in the rut. And he said, I got to go to the one that can do something about it. He got tired of being dependent on everybody else for his need, but he knew that today was the day that it could all change. And he said, oh Jesus, thou son of David, he knew that his situation could be turned around by the hand of the Lord. You see, that's what the devil will tell every one of us. He'll tell us that's how it's always going to be. He'll say to the one, he says, you're never going to change. You're sick and you'll always be sick, or you're bound by addiction and you'll always be bound by addiction. Well, you might as well just get used to it. You might as well just learn to deal with it, because it's never going to change and it's always going to be like this. But I came to tell somebody tonight that the devil is a liar. I said he's a liar. The Bible says in Mark 9:23 that all things are possible to him that believeth. And it doesn't matter what rut you may be in tonight, you can change. Tonight you can get out of the rut. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay bound up. You don't have to stay sick. But Bartimaeus got tired of living in a rut. He got tired of sitting in darkness. And can I tell you that that's exactly why some people don't change? That's exactly why some people never receive the miracle that they pray for, because they never believe that today it stops and today is a new day. Praise the Lord. But when you get sick and tired of the way that life is, and when you get tired of what the enemy is saying and doing in your life, you say, today is a new day and I believe God's word, and then you're on your way to coming out of the rut. Praise the Lord. We must assume responsibility. We must believe we can change. Number three, we must clarify what we really need. In verse 51, when Jesus asked Bartimaeus, what will that I should do unto thee? There's a lot of things that probably came to his mind. I'd like to not be a beggar. I'd like a nice house. But see, even if Bartimaeus would have had all of those things, he still would have been a blind man. But what did he say to Jesus? He asked for one thing, and one thing specifically. He made no bones about it. He didn't say, well, maybe it's too hard, or maybe, God, I don't know if you can do this, but I'm going to ask anyways. No, he didn't say anything like that. He said that I might receive my sight. And I want to tell somebody tonight that if you want to come out of the rut you're in, if you want to get out of the rut tonight, then you must be specific about what you're asking God for. I know we have the verse that said he knows what we have need of before we ask. Oh, but when we come before the throne of grace and ask the petition, provision of the Lord. We need to clarify to God what we're asking for. Not because He doesn't know, but He wants to see if we're serious about it and exactly what we need. But we need to come to God and say, God, I'm not speaking in generalities tonight. Oh, we do that a lot to God. We say, God, I have a need. God, I need You to do this or do that. And I'm not making light of that tonight. But I believe that there is power when we pray specifically, because I believe that specific prayers get specific answers tonight. He said, Lord, I want You to touch these blinded eyes that I've never seen before. I'm tired of sitting in the darkness. I'm tired of being in this rut that I've been in for so long. Somebody, yet sometimes you just have to get specific with the Lord. You say, well, I just don't know. Listen to me tonight. The Bible tells us that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, and we can find grace to help in time of need. You don't have to be embarrassed about what you're going through. You don't have to worry about God being nervous about your problem or your situation and backing up and saying, whoa, I've never seen anything like this before. I've never dealt with anything like that. Oh, no, you don't have to worry about anything like that. But when you begin to clarify, and when you say, God, I'm bound, but I want to be free, or I'm sick and I want to be well, I'm discouraged, but I want to be encouraged. I'm telling you tonight that when you get specific before God, God will honor that. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, we must get specific. Hallelujah. God touched that blinded man's eyes, and they were healed because he was specific about what he asked for. Praise the Lord. Make it clear to him. We sing that old song, Jesus on the Main Line. Just tell him what you want. Praise the Lord. Last of all, number four, if you're going to get out of the rut that you're in, don't worry about what other people will say. And that's the one that we have trouble with so many times, is we're so concerned, Brother Jarvis, about what our neighbor is going to think of us. The verse 48 says that when Bartimaeus began to cry out, or when he got earnest and desperate about his need, he began to make it known to the Lord. The Bible says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. Bartimaeus is over here and he says, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they said, shh, hush up now, get back over there in your corner. We don't have time for you right now. Jesus is ministering to people. He doesn't have time to meet your need. Just quiet down a little bit. He's got better things to do than to mess with old beggars. But many charged him that he should be quiet. But Bartimaeus, he could have worried and he could have fretted and he could have been concerned and overwhelmed with what everybody else thought of him. He could have went back to his corner and had a little pity party and said, I've always been this way and I'm going to have to live with it the rest of my life. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody wants to help me. And I want to tell you something, if Bartimaeus would have done that, then Bartimaeus would have died a blind man and a beggar. Oh, but that's not what he did. The Bible says that he cried more, a great deal. He started out, Jesus, thou son of David. They said, quiet down. You're being too noisy, but he didn't let that stop him. Oh, but he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He said, you know what? These folks don't know what I've been through. They don't know the feelings that I've felt and what it is to live in darkness since the day you were born. They don't know what it is to depend upon somebody else. I want to tell you tonight that nobody knows like you know the need in your life. I want to tell you, if you want victory in your life, you're going to have to get out of the rut that you're in, and you must stop worrying about what everybody else thinks. I wonder how many miracles that you and I have missed out on tonight because we were too concerned about what others might think of us. I wonder how many breakthroughs and moves of God that you and I have missed out on because we were concerned about what our neighbor might think. I think a lot of times we get caught waiting on somebody else. You sit there in the service, oh, we've all done it. If they sing that song one more time, then I'm going to come on out of that pew, and brother so-and-so takes off running, then I'm going to be right behind him. Oh, but brother so-and-so never runs, and we watch, and we watch, and we watch, and we wait, and we wait on brother so-and-so, and he never moves. And so we say, well, I guess he just didn't obey God. When the fact of the matter is that God's waiting on us to move. And if we really want to get out of the rut and see God intervene in our life, then we will do what it takes regardless of what everybody else thinks. You think, well, it'll be silly and I'll be the only one worshiping God. Well, that's probably just the devil trying to make me do that and make a fool out of me. But I want to say, who cares? When are we going to stop worrying about what everybody else thinks of us and get desperate enough to cry out to God? I don't think the devil has ever told anybody to march for victory. I don't think the devil has ever told anybody to step out in faith to see God move. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he knows that if you ever do step out, and he knows that if you ever do move in faith, then he's going to have a problem on his hands. Hallelujah. So he keeps pushing us in the corner. He keeps us in the rut. Hallelujah. But tonight, it's time to get out of the rut. Tonight, it's time to stop being satisfied with where we're at. I've seen it in the home church. I've seen it in my own life, that we get so comfortable and we get so satisfied. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. But verse 52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And what an ending to a great story. But Bartimaeus, what it all boils down to is he got tired of living in a rut. And when Jesus came by, he saw his opportunity. He's healed other blind people. He's healed the lame. He's raised the dead. Surely he can help me, because I'm tired of living like I've been living. Praise the Lord. Would somebody help me with the music? Sister Jarvis, Sister Priscilla, somebody. You know what about Bartimaeus? You don't read in the scripture that he said, you know, there was probably other blind people around. But Bartimaeus didn't wait on the other blind people. He didn't wait on the other people that had needs before he moved. And I want to tell you tonight, if you wait on somebody else to move, you might wait a long time. If Bartimaeus would have waited for the right conditions, he probably never would have been healed. Don't wait till next Sunday. Don't wait till the next revival. Don't wait till missions conference to let God help you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we get in such a rut, we get so comfortable that when we have a service where there's no question that the power of God has been in that service, when we have a service like that, we talk about it for months and weeks. I heard a story one time of a missionary. He was home itinerating. And as he was itinerating, he called back. He left the native pastor in charge of the church. While he was itinerating, he called back to that pastor and he said, well, how's it going? He said, oh, it's church as usual. He said, well, yeah, that's what I was afraid of. That native pastor said, no, you don't understand. We have people getting saved and healed and filled with the Holy Ghost every service. And that had become church as usual for them. Why can't we see it Why can't you see it here at First Pentecostal Church? People getting saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and healed every service. But it starts with us as individuals. Because God never intended for His church to live in a rut. Never intended. And sometimes we just have to do a spiritual checkup. Say, God, check my heart. I don't want to get comfortable. I don't want to get in a rut. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to make a general altar call tonight. Praise the Lord. Maybe you're here. And I'm not saying that you're in sin. I'm not saying that you're a sinner. But it's easy. And I'm sure your pastor would agree with me. Sometimes it's easy to get comfortable. To get into the routine. I'm not saying God can't move in a routine. But more times than not, it's when people get tired of normal. Get tired of average. So my altar call tonight is I'm just going to invite us. You say, God, don't let me get in a rut. Don't let me get comfortable. Would you come and find a place to pray? Every one of us that would, God, help us. I'm going to invite us all to come. Hallelujah. And I believe that if we'll ask God to help us, I believe that He will. Believe that He'll move and touch. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, don't let us be satisfied with normal.